How's the exercise routine coming along, everyone? Yes, as we work to improve that, increase that aerobic activity, increase the strength training activity. Remember now, even in our, well, I guess I shouldn't say our, even in the older age, we can still get involved in that weight training, strength training. Remember now, Ernestine Shepherd started exercising for the first time in her life at age 56. Now think about that now. Almost 60 years old, exercising for the first time in her life. And somewhere in the neighborhood of 65, 70 years old, thereabouts, she decided that maybe she was 67, somewhere in that ballpark. She decided that she wanted to not only strength train, but compete in bodybuilding. Ladies and gentlemen, at somewhere around the age of 70, in her first competition as a bodybuilder, she won first place. Now, when I say bodybuilding, I know some of you thinking, okay, yeah, well, that's pretty good, but you're thinking, I'm not so excited about these people who do all of these, take all these drugs to get their muscles all big and all of that. I dig where you're coming from. And that is one of the reasons that you would probably appreciate Ernestine Shepherd tremendously.
Our next competitor. Is this right? Miss Ernestine Shepherd. Preferred name is Ernie. Diva and professional trainer from Baltimore, Maryland. It says 74 years old. Oh my goodness.
74 competing. And I do mean competing. The lady does not look like she's 74. Again now, she started competing at about that age.
World record holder for the oldest female bodybuilder. Other titles she holds is marathon runner and motivational speaker. Ambitions are to meet First Lady Michelle Obama and actor Sylvester Stallone.
She has the muscle definition, and ladies, you particularly would like this. She's not built like the gladiators. You know, that you remember that show that used to come on called The Gladiators, and all the men and the women were pumped up with all that huge muscle. And, you know, like some of the bodybuilders, they take the steroids and stuff. Don't worry. That's not her. That's not Ernestine Shepherd. This woman runs approximately 10 miles per day. Yes, I'm talking, she's about 80 now, running about 10 miles per day.
Oh, that's just lovely.
Winning competitions, beating people 20, 30 years younger than her. Down doing some push-ups now. The lady in her 70s, the younger lady, much younger than her. And they're doing regular push-ups like the men would do. Ernestine with one leg up now. Talk about fascinating and impressive. 80 years old now. She started, like I said, when she was about...
The today's modern world surrounds us in a number of...
67 thereabouts. She's 80 now. Still competing. I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen. Amazing, amazing, amazing. So I asked that question again. How are we doing? when it comes to moving our bodies, aerobic activity, strength training activity, and so on. We can do this. We really can. We got to be determined, though. We've got to be determined. Got to be determined. Part of the challenge is getting to the point where we just, I mean, the point where we can
give Dad Ancestry DNA for justice.
The time factor. That's one of the biggest ones. It really is. That's one of the biggest problems. The time factor. A lot of us, even people, you know, with a little bit of age on them, have a lot going on in our lives. You have, I mean, it's not like you just wake up and, I mean, some of you do. I know some of you wake up and pretty much you're going to have the whole day to, if you want to, do nothing. But I also know that some of you are going to have to be up and at them because you got a lot of things going on in your lives. Some of you are helping to raise grandchildren, etc. So I know it's not always easy to get that time together. Not always easy. And so we just got to find a way to do it. Well, you're listening to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr. on Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr. And I tell you what, I want us to be about the business of doing what we can to help ourselves be healthier, 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 for real. Yes, indeed. Healthier. All right. Now, that said, let's resume our discussion of the power of aerobics. Everyday Health has been helping us learn more about it and really, I hope, get motivated to do this. Now, again, as I've said before, I do want us to be about the business of engaging in aerobic activity, but also the strength training. But for now, for this discussion, our focus is the aerobics. All right, so refresh my memory. What are some of the benefits of aerobic exercise? Yep, benefits of aerobic exercise. One of the things that we recall, okay, I'll refresh your memory. Oh, some of you got it. You got it. Okay. Cool. Cool, cool, cool. All right. Good, good, good. Now, out of those benefits that you gain or that other people gain, which would you say is more significant to you? All right. Now, how about this? We know that aerobic exercise boosts mood. Yes. Boost mood. Helps us increase our confidence. That boosts mood. When we feel better about ourselves, our mood is improved. Aerobic exercise increases emotional stability. And when we're not having to go about the business of feeling like or actually being emotional unstable, but rather being emotionally stable, that boosts mood. Memory and brain function improved. And we know that our brains are working better now than they were before the exercise routine started, the aerobic routine started. Hey, we're feeling better about ourselves. We're feeling better about life. Our mood is better. Now, here we go. Why workout boosts your mood and energy? There's a lot of evidence that getting your heart rate up helps keep energy levels higher, helps keep focus sharper, helps you sleep more restfully, and helps keep your mood lighter. So you're getting that heart rate up, and of course, you know, it's always a good idea to be about the business of talking with your physician, someone else who's qualified to help you know what will work for you, what you need to avoid, etc. So talk with the experts. And as you go along, be sure to be listening to your heart. Yes, especially your heart, because your heart really has a workload that your legs, your arms, your abdomen, etc., doesn't have. For the most part, your legs are taking care of your legs. For the most part, your arms are taking care of your arms. Your heart is taking care of everything from head to toe. So pay close attention to your body, and especially your heart. And if your heart says, hey, it's time to slow down, it's time to wind it down to a stop, listen to your heart. All right. So weight loss can occur as a result of aerobic exercise. Fitness overall, where your stamina is increasing. And of course, we talked about mood. So how can you get started before beginning any exercise program? As I mentioned, especially if you have heart or other health issues, talk to your doctor. If you're not doing much aerobic exercise at all currently, start with a lighter volume of aerobic exercise and gradually work your way towards some specific goals. Something I'd like to also inject here, because this is very, very, very important. Muy importante. You may have exercised at some point in the past. And at that time, you may have been very, very, very fit. Very healthy and very fit. Healthy, I'm talking about good lipid profiles. The doctor draws the blood, sees how your cholesterol levels are looking, takes a look at your body mass index, takes a look at your fat content, all of that. Blood pressure, your respiration, looking at all of that. And you're healthy, but you're also fit because you were also fit because you had great endurance because of the exercise, great stamina because of the exercise, etc. Great strength. You were fit and healthy. Well, if it's been 9 months, 12 months, 15 months since you last exercised, don't start where you left off as far as intensity, amount of weight, etc. Start over. You know the basics. You know how to breathe properly. You know the proper form for each exercise that you'll be doing. That part is with you. But as far as where you were with regards to the level of fitness, you're not there anymore. No, you're not. You've let this go for roughly a year. You are not at the level of fitness now as you were a year ago. So don't handle your body as though you are at the same fitness level. Start out slower. Start out lighter. And when I say slower, I mean literally slower. You're going to start out walking. Don't try to walk as fast as you were walking when you were really, really fit 12 months ago. You were jogging. Don't try to jog the pace, the rate, the length of time that you jogged 12 months ago. What you want to do is make sure that you are taking your time. Taking your time. Start out slow and then gradually increase the pace. For the first week or two, you may want to start out at a slow pace and maintain that same slow pace. Just letting your body become reacclimated to that kind of activity. Getting ready to start out with the weight training again. Well, you may want to consider, if you were curling, let's just say 70 pounds, 60 pounds, let's just say 60 pounds, 12 months ago, and you're going to get back on it for the first time in 12 months, you may want to start with 35 or 40 pounds. Even if you can muscle up that 60 pounds, don't start there. No need to make your muscles all sore and all that kind of stuff unnecessarily, and you'd be feeling so bad the next day that you, for the next 2 weeks, you can't do any curling. No, don't do that. Start out lighter and just patiently build yourself back up. Work your way back up to the 60. So you'll still be getting gains. You will still be getting gains, but you'll be doing it without doing yourself a lot of unnecessary damage, unnecessary harm. So again, it's been a while. Don't go out full speed when you first start back. Start out low, start out light, start out slow, and gradually build yourself back up. So, push-ups, you were doing 40, 50. Don't start there. Maybe start out with 10, 15. See what your body, as you do it, see what your body can easily handle. Don't try to go for your max. Over time, as you're improving your aerobic fitness, you'll be able to increase your exercise intensity. As the names would imply, the difference between moderate intensity exercise and high intensity exercise is in the intensity of the workout, or the degree to which you're pushing yourself. How many of you are at the point where those of you who've been at it for a while now, and you've been pretty consistent with it, are at the point where you can tell that you're able to do some moderately intense aerobic exercise and talk while you're doing it. And I mean talk without struggling to talk. Oh yeah, you're developing fitness. Let's talk some more aerobic fitness when we come back. And at approximately 1:30 this afternoon, we're going to be speaking with some more local guests. We're going to have Mrs. ZZ Wright and her husband to join me. They're going to be talking about something that's going to be taking place that you may want to consider putting on your calendar. More on that at about 1:30 this afternoon. When we come back, though, let's be ready for more on aerobics and the power of it.